Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Chaf Tes and Masechtas Peah, which is the last Daf in the third Perek Ein Tzad. Some of the topics we learn about today include in which manner and under which criteria one may take goods from a storekeeper on Yom Tov without violating the Isser of Mekech or Memcha on Yom Tov, the Isser of measuring on Yom Tov, and in which cases this would be permissible on Yom Tov, the Isser of sifting flour on Yom Tov, and in what situations would it be permissible on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include Uvdin L'chayil. There are several actions that are forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov as they are similar to weekday actions and diminish from the spirit of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Examples include sharpening a knife on Yom Tov or carrying heavy loads on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mekech u'memcher b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Engaging in Mekech u'memcher, any type of commerce or business, is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as the Pasuk states, Mimtzechevtzecha v'daber daber. Rashi also explains that if Mekech u'memcher were permitted, one might come to write down the transactions on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Furthermore, Rashi quotes the Pesukim in Sefer Nechemiah, where Ezra Sefer admonishes the Yidden for being involved in commerce on Shabbos, as he told them that in that way they were being mechal to Shabbos in a very serious manner. Challah. When a person makes dough from one of the 5-minute dugan, wheat, barley, oats, rye, or spelt, he must separate a small portion which must be given to the kohen before he is allowed to eat from the dough. This portion is called challah. Challah may be eaten by kahanim and their families only while they are tahar. Challah applies only in Eretz Yisrael Mideraisa. However, there is a mitzvah in the Rabbanah to separate challah even in chutz l'aretz.